is very simple. Think for yourself and question authority.
Yeah, it isn't the law that bothers you so much. It's being chased around and scorned by your ex-peers.
When I say that this great movement, the aim of which is to choose your major, has never happened in human history before, now let me demonstrate or try to prove to you why I feel that way. The notion of thinking for yourself, making your own life decisions, navigating your own career throughout your life, of choosing your own wife, choosing how you want to dress, choosing where you want to live. Now really, that's pretty recent, as is the notion of progress, for that matter, revolution. Throughout most of human history, the notion coming for people to say, I want to encourage you young people to think for yourself, you know, was simply out of the question. In a hunter-gatherer society, if I were to go to a New Guinea tribe and say, tribal elders gather the young people here and want to urge them to think for themselves, they say, what do you mean, man, think for yourself? Choose your major. There's only one major, hunter or gatherer, you know. So I can understand that. However, in 1989, in post-industrial America, if you have 50 million Americans on a full moon, loony Sunday night at Sunday school, praying, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me lie down in green pastures. Well, if your Lord and God is a shepherd, I ask you, what does that make you?
See, I figure you can always tell when God is talking. You read these Bibles are bullshit. Organized religion, for me, is bullshit. I'm half Jew, half Catholic. I have fucked up all week. You know, I get fucked up all week, and then I get guilty, then I confess on Saturday. I can, you know. And I'm safe on Sunday, you know. But God don't take me Monday through Friday because I'm fucked up, you know. It's fucked up, you know, and you got all these things. Now, God is very hip. God showed up in about 15 different places at the same time. He's like Beretta. You know, God shows up. He says, I'm going to give everybody 10 rules. 10 rules, they apply to everybody. They apply to Buddhists, they apply to Jews, they apply to Catholics, they apply to everybody. 10 fucking rules. Don't lie because you'll never remember the lie you told the night before. Don't fuck your neighbor's wife because you're going to be mad as a motherfucker when he's fucking yours. Honor your mother and father because when you become a mother and father, they're going to be laughing their ass off at you. Real clear. You can always tell when somebody has erased some shit in the Bible. Because that's what it is. It's like telephone. You know? Now, who was there? Say, who was there? Who's to say that this is what they said? Jesus was very interesting guy. I don't know what the fuck his connection with God is. I don't really care. But he said one really hip thing. That none of these guys, none of these popes and rabbis and any of that, they forget the one hip thing that he said. If your sneaker does not have dog shit on it, then walk on the white carpet. He who is without dog shit, come on the carpet. Who can walk on the carpet? Not many. Obviously, none of the guys on TV. See? You know? It's very interesting. And I went to Catholic schools with a big mistake. Because it taught me a lot of strange shit. I never had a hairy palm. So that should have told you right there something was off. See, because God ain't gonna waste his time growing hair on your palm. Because you're having a good time. See, but the guys who couldn't get it up when they were masturbating, they're the ones who wrote that shit in the Bible. Guys who started feeling a little interesting towards another guy said, oh, bullshit, man. If God says don't do it, then I ain't gonna do it. But God doesn't do that. God gives you freedom of choice. That's the great thing. That's the thing that everybody forgets.
The message is very simple. The message is very simple. Think for yourself. Authority. And
to you all. Well, that's good advice.
This is, after all,
a very aggressively Calvinist period.
Let me offer my condolences to all of you
in this generation that left you up to live all your lives
with the idea that sex is
death, and that the rain is poison.
The hell yeah, the sun will give you cancer.
And the Church of General got to tell us that.
It is a subject that people do not like to talk about. But I like to talk about God because I think he's got a great sense of humor. Oh, yeah, the fucking Aardvark, come on. The platypus, give me a break now. You know, the platypus, I think, is one of God's more bizarre creations. You know? And yet we have man here. And when I say man, I mean everybody. Don't start giving me no shit about man, woman. You know, when you start talking to people in the 90s and the 2000s and they get it all together with the right words, okay, but now we're going to talk about man. All right? There's man. Man with his feeble, small mind making decisions on lives. And in America, man is especially hysterical to me. Now, remember, I just cleaned up. So a lot of things are very strange to me. People talk about homosexuality. This is another thing. I don't understand the word because I don't know who the fuck it applies to anymore. Because you have your gay, and then you have your lesbian, then you have your gay lesbian straights who are not with the gay lesbian straighters. I don't know. I don't know. I don't care. I'm gonna lump y'all tonight. Okay? Now, homosexuality has been around since air.
Wear it!